We now call to order the Township of Piscataway Council meeting of December 9th, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Good evening, everyone. Roll call, Ms. Cedar.
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid. Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Good evening, council members.
Good evening.
Good evening. Any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
I see none.
Thank you. Opening to the public, comments regarding item number 9, consent agenda items. Opening to the remote attendees for, again, consent agenda item number 9. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone and unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. Moving to item number 7, ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 21, Zoning Section 6, General Regulations open to public resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 21, Zoning Section 6, General Regulations, was introduced on the 13th day of November 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 19th day of November 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 9th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-26.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public, opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
May I have a second?
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, may I have a roll call?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Arun?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, amending, supplementing various chapters, including Chapter 7, Traffic, Chapter 10, Health Regulations, and Chapter 19, Fire Prevention of the Township Code, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7 Traffic, Chapter 10 Health Regulations, and Chapter 19 Fire Prevention and Protection, was introduced on the 25th day of November 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 30th day of November 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 9th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-27.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Offer, Councilmember Cahill.
Second, Councilman Arun.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Arun?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 9, consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. May I have a motion, please?
Offer.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Arun?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10, announcements and comments from our officials. Councilmember Cahill.
Like to give a big shout out and thank you to Santa for coming to our township tree lighting, and also for coming to the mayor's show. I think children call in on Monday than we've had in a long time, and it was very nice to hear also from the senator and from our sheriff and from the commissioner. Just wishing everyone in town a happy holidays. I do want to say I did see, again, some more, a study on the solar projects for the township, which super proud of what's going on there. And I know, Paula, you're spearheading a lot of that, so thank you very much for staying on top of our solar projects. I think it's a great example. That combined with, of course, electric charging stations, what we're trying to do there is really going to be great for the town and for reducing costs. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Cahill. Councilmember Carmichael.
Thank you, President. Yeah, I agree that last night was a fun night with Santa and with the kids calling in. It was great. The other thing I wanted to say is Thursday, December 11th, 10:30 a.m. at Kennedy Library is my last story time with Sharon for this year. So if you have children from the ages of 18 months to 5 years, please bring them out. We have so much fun. The kids are so wonderful and adorable to do stories and activities. So once again, that's Thursday at 10:30 at Kennedy Library. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Councilmember
Leibowitz. Thank you. This is my first year of the full cycle of being on the council, and it was a lot of fun to be here on Friday night. I got a lot of positive comments on my menorah earrings and sweater. And so as we're budgeting ahead or thinking forward, I would love to think about getting some more representation, inflatables or things outside, you know, things for Lunar New Year, things for Hanukkah, you know, just kind of adding to our season's greetings display. But it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Lombardi.
Good evening, everyone. And the holiday house decorating contest is in full swing. Applications are closed. That is closed at this point, yes. The decorations must be up by the 12th, and viewing and public voting starts the 15th of December to the 19th of December, and then the winners will be announced on December 22nd. So, and then we last year, I believe, we gave out the plaques at one of our council meetings. So thank you to everybody who's registering and involved, and I hope that the people in town get to ride around with their families and view the houses. That's always a very traditional type thing to do. So that's all I have for this evening.
That's the fun part of that event, Michelle. Glad you had thought of that years ago to do, is that the families do go around to the homes and then they get to know the town.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, years ago when we used to do it, we used to go around and vote, you know, a group of people. And with the truck driver over here driving around to all the addresses. Now I like it better that they can vote online. But I do have better plans for next year's, something new and fun and different. We won't say what yet.
I've been driving around the town, and there's some tough competition out there. You know, the houses are decorated from roof to all the way to the front. I went to a friend's house one day to grab something from his mailbox, and I couldn't find the mailbox because it's all wrapped with lights and so shiny. So, yeah, it's really tough competition out there this year. Thank you. Councilman Earn?
I have no comment at this time, Council President.
Thank you, sir. Mayor Waller? Sir, Business Trader Paula Casarelli?
Thank you, Council President. Just a couple things. We had our staff meeting today. We're closing up year end. Lots of accomplishments made. We're closing out on 2022-23 road, curb, sidewalk projects. I mean, it may sound like, wow, they are closing out now, but these projects begin in inception and then through the whole grant process and whatnot. So you'll be seeing a lot of resolutions for closing, and most of them are a decrease, which is very good. Again, a good job to our engineering department and our inspectors. We will be doing cured in place pipelining. Again, we're going to continue along our inflow and infiltration situation. What that means is stormwater gets into our pipes, and we want to minimize that because we don't want to pay for wastewater treatment for stormwater. So we're going to continue along with our program, and we're going to use CDBG money, which is the federal funding, to do that. Those are the 2025 project earmarked, so we're working with that. The shade for the bocce court will be going up, so seniors will enjoy that. And just overall progress being made. Starting to begin the cash capital that will be presented at the January 2nd meeting, meaning that the township will be using its own cash to fund its big capital projects, what has been historical here in Piscataway, which is great because that means we're not borrowing money and we're not paying back a lot of interest. So that's a very good fiscal management in the ability to do that. Now, I can't take responsibility for the amount of money we have, but all of you can take responsibility for that and the mayor for what we have here in order to continue that program. And I just want to say it was wonderful seeing everybody out for the tree lighting. I believe the crowd doubled since last year, and we do have a lot of donut eaters.
I think Santa had a run for
the line. Every time I looked out, it grew again. So it seems like they were able to satisfy everyone's craving for the evening. Children got to see Santa Claus. They got to see their friends sing along with some carols, and the tree was beautiful. So everything really went well.
Oh, Council President, you know what? I want to thank Angela D'Alessandro for coming out last minute, too. She did a great job. So thanks to Angela for coming out and singing. Yeah, she does. Yep.
Is that all? Thank you. Township Attorney Raj Kumar?
No comment other than happy to be back.
Glad to have you back. Thank you. I just want to say a couple of things here. Save a couple of dates here for Saturday, January 31st at 9 a.m. through noon. We have the free drive-through rabies clinic, so please earmark that that date. Save the date. Our last names beginning from A through K, and then February 7th, which is 9 a.m. through noon, which are last names that start with L through Z. So just save that date. It does get popular. We've seen cats. We've seen dogs go through. And it's always nice to see them, you know, get their rabies shots on time. Okay. Item number 11, agenda session for December 16, 2025. Ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the Township Ordinance. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions from the council on that one? Okay, resolution authorizing CY 2025 and CY 2026 record approvals. Any questions on that?
Council President, I think that should be CY 2026 and 2027.
Okay, making changes. Thank you. Resolution authorizing award and contract through Somerset County Cooperative Gasoline Supply 87 Octane not to exceed $125,000. Any questions on that item? And resolution authorizing award of professional services contract Novogradic and Company LLP federal tax return and solar cost segregating preparation not to exceed $25,000.
Council President, this is required by our federal grant.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 12, open to the public. Opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt and or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, can I be heard?
Yes.
I'm Ed Marsh from 113 Wyckoff Avenue. I'd like to say a few words about preserving our forests and wetlands. Our forests and wetlands perform important ecological functions which benefit our community. This includes controlling flooding, improving air and water quality, moderating climate and temperature extremes, storing carbon, and providing habitat for wildlife. These are reasons why we should preserve them. Preserving these natural resources is consistent with the Piscataway Master Plan goals regarding conservation and open space. However, you recently approved redevelopment for the Erickson site on Hose Lane, which contains a large cedar forest, woodlands and open space and wetlands. And you've authorized a redevelopment study for a wooded tract, wetland tract at 61 and 71 Possumtown Road. A large portion of this tract is located in the flood hazard zone of the Ambrose Brook, as shown on the FEMA maps. Both of these approvals were done without FEMA or wetlands maps and information or a realistic discussion of the impact upon the environment and the community, upon traffic, taxes, and flooding, and without consideration of the conflict between redevelopment and our master plan goals regarding conservation. In addition, affordable housing does not have to be in conflict with preserving natural resources and open space. Your actions are in conflict with the Piscataway Master Plan goals regarding preservation of environmentally sensitive areas and open space. I believe you've made decisions without having all pertinent information and need to review the wetlands and FEMA information and do an impact study. You have the power to change this. I request that these projects be rethought because they are short-sighted and will hurt our community.
Thank you, Mr. Marsh.
You're welcome.
Aye.
Council Wait, President. Tall,
we'll respond afterwards.
Okay, because I was going to say a few things.
You want to hold that?
All right, I'll respond now. Everything Council. He said is incorrect.
Well, I just want to say that with the wetland studies are done, the Erickson property was purchased with, you know, additional housing being added into areas that are not part of that wetlands and will help us to reach what feels right now to be almost an insurmountable mountain to reach our affordable housing.
And we ought to thank the high-density housing lobbyist industry right, in the state of New Jersey.
I do want Mr. Marsh to know that the studies were done, that with that redevelopment plan, first of all, it can't ever be completed without those studies. They're absolutely required every single time. And at each part of the phase, now I've forgotten about what's going on over at Possumtown, but I can say with the Erickson property, well, first of all, a lot of it is already impervious, right? All that parking lot over there that no one uses, of course. But the additional single-family homes that'll butt against the single-family homes are not in that wetlands area. And, you know, listen, if I could, I'd, you know, flash a magic wand so that every little piece that we had would be preserved and we wouldn't build anymore. But that also means that we wouldn't meet our co-obligation, right? Housing is at a premium right now and there's not enough to serve the people. So the Erickson property is going to have a lot of housing in it. And it is there to serve also to help us meet our co-obligation. And that's what I'd like to tell Mr. Marsh. But, you know, I understand where he's coming from.
Thank you.
I appreciate the sensitivity of that response. Thank you.
Anyone else in queue?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Closing for the remote attendees, opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Loretta Rivers, 249 Pinelli Drive. Good evening, Mayor and Council. How are you? I just wanted to ask a question. I do work in housing, and we've been talking to all of our townships about housing and the weather. And, you know, this last several years, we've probably been very fortunate not to have bad weather. And this year, I guess, you know, we may get some bad weather. And I saw on the news about Piscataway, and they were talking about, you know, our house, our situation with the hotels and, you know, how that's a problem. And I appreciate that. But also, I wanted to know what our code blue, you know, when the temperatures are down, if we do have that population of unhoused, do we have certain protocols in place here at Piscataway? I know we have it in Middlesex County, but do we have warming stations for anyone in need of those assistance? Because I know that on the TV, they said that the police department, which I'm grateful that they do, go around to see if there's anyone out there who does need shelter. But do the police department go and take them to the warming centers in Piscataway if we do have one, and where's that? Or do they go outside our township in Middlesex County?
Thank you.
As for the last 25 years, the warming centers have been our libraries.
Oh, thank you so much.
We do have warming centers.
And the police will. And if they need something even further, then they can go into the local areas like New Brunswick and stuff. But they are picked up off the street. Our police department is very good at their community policing in addition to that.
Okay, but I would like to see it, like, announced, the warming centers.
We do announce it.
Where is it announced?
Where is it? No, everyone doesn't know. That's why I'm up here.
It's on our
website. Highland Park and Perth Amboy that I get a Nixle alert from.
We have done
it. Just pointing out what I see. And so if people are asking a question, I just think we can answer it without being rude.
It sounds dismissive.
We do have it.
I can't hear. I didn't hear you still.
The tone is dismissive.
She brought
I'm
up
sorry.
The hotel in January, when we go look at that issue with the housing, with the either this governing body is going to be for public safety or it's going to be for the criminals. I'm sorry. We've had so much crime over there. It's unacceptable.
So the answer is,
okay.
Is that
my answer?
The township does announce it. If it's not that visible, we can look into it.
And you say it again?
I said the township does announce it.
On our website and on our Facebook
and
page
our police
and all our social media.
And our those folks, because those folks aren't getting to the libraries or their places on their own. So our police department will be on the lookout for people who are unhoused.
It will be at Kennedy then?
Yeah, it's both Kennedy or Westergaard.
Ms. Rivers, I can help you. I'll work with you and see what we can do. If they're not on the site, which I think they are, we can get you that information as well.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone for in-person attendees? Okay, closing for the in-person attendees portion. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.